The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Do you know that you'll have what you need for a long, healthy retirement? Welcome to Faith and Retirement, where your financial goals meet timeless biblical wisdom. I'm Tom Levine, joined as always by our certified financial planner and faith-based investment expert, my friend, Jay Peroni. And today's theme is Unshakable Retirement, faith-based strategies to overcome fear and to secure your future. You know, you're feeling this too, as I do. We're living in uncertain times. Markets shift, inflation rises and falls, and even our currency may change in the future. But as Christians, we know that fear doesn't have to have the final word. Today, Jay will walk us through how faith and not fear should drive our financial decisions. Jay, how are you doing today?
Doing fantastic, Tom. Another beautiful day here in Charleston, South Carolina. I can't complain one bit.
We live in two of the most beautiful cities in the U.S.
We do.
So, Jay, let's start with this. People say the fear of loss is greater than the desire for gain. Any thoughts? Do you agree with that?
I think that statement is absolutely true, both in psychology and in investing. And there's an actual field called behavioral finance that shows most people will work harder to avoid losing $100 than they will to gain $100. In other words, loss hurts about twice as much as gain excites us. And I'll give you a story. Back in 2008, I had a client who panicked. They said, "Jay, just get us out. We'll get back in when it feels safe again." And sure enough, they sold near the bottom of the market. But here's the problem. It didn't feel safe again for years. They sat on the sideline for half a decade, missing out on one of the strongest recoveries in U.S. history. Their fear cost them far more than the crash itself. Now, let's contrast that with another couple that I worked with. We prayed together, reviewed their plan, and they agreed that they wouldn't make any knee-jerk moves. They stayed invested, and by 2013, they were not only recovered, they were ahead of schedule. They told me later, "Jay, if it weren't for your guidance, we would have ruined our own retirement out of fear." And here's the spiritual lesson in all of this. When Peter walked on water, he stood strong as long as his eyes were on Jesus. But the moment he looked at the storm, what happened? He sank. And that's what happens with our finances too. If your eyes are on the storm, you'll sink your portfolio faster than Peter sank in the Sea of Galilee. And that's why working with Faith Investor Services, our team matters. On your own, fear is your default. But with us, you get accountability, biblical wisdom, and a plan that helps you keep your eyes on Christ, not the chaos. It's all about, as we talked about earlier, choosing faith over fear.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and you can reach out to Jay. The telephone number is 800-270-7310. He is extremely accessible to you, and you can learn more about him at faithandretirement.com. We'll be telling you about special offers as we progress here during the program. So, Jay, when pollsters come out with a poll, still the biggest concern seems to be inflation. How much does inflation really affect retirement planning?
Well, Tom, inflation really is that silent thief. It's like a slow leak in your car tire. If you didn't notice it right away, but if you keep driving without addressing it, eventually you're going to be stuck on the side of the road. And that's how inflation quietly robs retirees of their purchasing power. Take one of my clients. Every Saturday for the last 20 years, he's taken his wife out for breakfast. I highly recommend that for the relationship. But 20 years ago, he told me it was $12 for pancakes, coffee, and eggs. Today, that same breakfast costs him nearly $30. Nothing's fancier. Sits at the same table, same pancakes, same black coffee. The only difference is inflation. He laughed and said, "Jay, I'm not eating more bacon. I'm just paying more for it." And that's so true. Now imagine that same slow leak happening across your entire retirement basket. healthcare doubling, grocery bills creeping higher, property taxes going up, utilities never staying flat, over a 20 or 30 year retirement, inflation can cut your purchasing power in half. That's why so many retirees feel like they're running faster just to stay in place. But here's the good news, Tom. With planning, inflation doesn't have to rob you. Another client of mine has a dividend growth portfolio we designed for him at Faith Investor Services. And every year, his retirement paycheck has been growing because the companies he owns keep raising their dividends. He told me, Jay, it's like I get a raise every year, even in retirement. That's how you outpace inflation. And biblically, Proverbs 21:20 tells us the wise store up choice food and olive oil, but fools gulp theirs down. Planning for inflation is like storing wisely. It keeps you from being caught empty-handed later. And that's why we help families do what we do. We help them build a strong enough retirement that they can withstand the silent thief of inflation.
I mentioned earlier that we have some offers for our listeners today, and one of them is that you can get your free ebook. It's 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. And you can get your free download at the website right now, faithandretirement.com. So what challenges, Jay, do Christian business owners face as they head toward retirement?
Well, business owners are some of the most faithful, hardworking people I know. But here's the challenge. They often think of their business as the retirement plan. They spend so much time working in the business, working on the business, that they often neglect retirement planning. And until their business is actually sold, it's really not their retirement plan. A story I'll share with you. I had a client, they owned a business. They assumed it was worth $5 million. When we went through the valuations, looked for offers, it actually came in closer to half of that, about $2.5 million. And he was absolutely crushed. His entire retirement outlook shifted in a single moment. But I also had another client who was a business owner, and he did things much differently. Before selling the business, we set up a charitable remainder trust that allowed him to reduce his taxes, create some lifetime income, and give to missions. After the sale, he told me, Jay, I feel like I sold my business twice, once for my family and once for the kingdom. What a bigger difference there. And that's why at Faith Investor Services, we don't just manage portfolios, that certainly we do that, but we help entrepreneurs design exit strategies to protect their legacy, to reduce their taxes, and free them to step into retirement with joy rather than stress. We have a whole team that can help with exit planning, with tax planning, estate and legacy planning, and of course, doing biblically based investment planning.
You know, when you look at your finances and try to offer them up to God to give him control of them, he's honored by that. Proverbs 24 says, through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it's established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. So, Jay, I know a lot of our listeners in this environment have a lot of home equity. Maybe they're baby boomers, and they've just lived in the same place for a while. What's the wisest way to use or protect that equity value?
Tom, that's a very common situation I see where retirees are house rich and cash poor. They may have $1 million or more tied up in their home, but their income can't cover healthcare, travel, or giving. I worked with a Michigan couple that was very much like that. We helped them downsize into a smaller home that invested, that basically freed up some equity for them. It created a steady income stream. And the husband said to me, Jay, I feel like I traded square footage for square dancing. We can finally travel again. And another family had a second property. Instead of selling and paying the taxes, they donated it to create scholarships at their church. And their pastor told them, this gift will impact generations. And at Faith Investor Services, we're going to help walk you through all your options. Should you downsize? Should you rent out your property? Should you do some gifting? Should you maybe take some home equity out and buy another property? We can evaluate all of those decisions and help you unlock equity without making costly mistakes.
I have a couple of free offers for our listeners again today, here and now. And one of them is that whether you're looking for wisdom on your retirement income, you can call Jay and say, hey, I would like to have a quick chat about our family finances, even if you're not a client. And be sure to leave your name, phone number. There's no obligation. Doesn't cost you anything to ask your questions. And also, don't forget that you can get your free ebook. It's called 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith by Jay Peroni. Friends, you've heard how fear and faith and uncertainty can derail your retirement. We talk about that every weekend. But with wisdom, faith, and the right guide, you don't have to face it alone. Visit faithinretirement.com today and get your free second opinion on what you're doing now. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more with Jay right after this.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement, here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services. We're back with Faith in Retirement. And Jay, in the first half, we talked about fear and inflation and protecting our family's wealth. Now let's shift gears a little bit and talk about protecting families and leaving a legacy. I heard one of my heroes, his name's Zig Ziglar. A lot of our listeners would know that name. And he said, rich people love insurance. Is that really true?
Well, Zig had a way of saying things that just stick in your mind. And boy, was he right on that. People with wealth often understand something many others don't. Insurance isn't just about protection, it's about strategy. And I'll give you an example, Tom. One couple I worked with had accumulated significant assets. They were very generous, they loved giving to their church and supporting ministries, but they worried, if we give away too much, will our kids still be provided for? So we structured a plan using some life insurance, some annuities to create income for life, that allowed them to give big to God's work while still ensuring that their children had a financial safety net. And the wife looked at me, I'll never forget this. She said, Jay, I feel like I got to bless two generations at once, our family and God's kingdom. And that's really what it's about. Not only having that insurance for life insurance, having insurance for income for life, but also what happens if you or your loved ones need some sort of long-term care down the road. We can explore long-term care insurance and other options there. So insurance is very important, especially if you do have wealth.
He used to talk about having a checkup from the neck up. And yes. I think people need that for their finances. So what happens when a breadwinner passes away? I'm sure you see this all the time. What happens when a breadwinner dies in retirement?
Yeah, it's one of the hardest situations you can encounter as a fiduciary or a financial advisor like me. When a husband or wife passes away, it's devastating emotionally, spiritually. But if there's no plan in place, the grief is compounded by financial chaos. I sat with a widow once. She came to me after her husband passed, and she said, Jay, my Social Security income dropped by nearly half when my husband died. Mm-hmm. Thought we were fine, but now I don't know how to make it. And thankfully, we helped her to create a survivor's plan. We helped her to make sure she could stay in her home and keep her lifestyle, even while she was grieving. And on the lighter side, I had another client who told me, Jay, if something happens to me, I want my wife's biggest financial worry to be deciding which pair of shoes to buy. We laughed about it, but he was dead serious because he knew that he carried most of the wisdom, the finances, and his wife had absolutely no clue. And he wanted to make sure, even though he knew how to pick stocks and do some of the financial planning, he wanted to make sure he could have someone he trusted if something happened to him. So he consulted with Faith Investor Services. We're helping him. And now his wife knows if something happens to him, just give Jay and his team a call at Faith Investor Services, and they'll walk you through all the finances. Big difference from, you know, that first woman that came in.
That's good. We're helping you build investment strategies that reflect biblical principles. That really is our goal with this program. And if you're wondering what on earth biblically responsible investing is, you're in the right place. If you want to screen and clean your investments with no charge, no obligation, well, just give Jay a call and get the process started. It's quick and easy. 800-270-7310, and it is also free and no obligation. So we have a lot of Christian listeners. I know people check in from all kinds of places on the spiritual realm. But how could Christians use giving to create a lasting legacy?
This is one of my favorite topics, Tom. Legacy is so much more than money. It's about values, faith, and impact. I remember a family that I worked with, they donated some appreciated stock to their church. And by doing so, they avoided a huge tax bill and they helped fund some missions in Africa. And the father told me, Jay, I always dreamed of being a missionary. God let me be one through my giving. And that still gives me chills. Another client of ours set up a donor advised fund. And every Christmas, she lets her grandchildren choose which charities receive the gifts from it. And this is not just about leaving money, it's leaving those faith and values. But imagine this, Tom, the impact it has on those kids. They'll grow up thinking generosity is normal, even joyful. And that's why we love what we do at Faith Investor Services. It's not just about managing money. We love helping families use the tools of finance, things like trusts, donor advised fund, gifts of stock or real estate, to not only help them save money on taxes, but to multiply their kingdom impact. It's about leaving behind more than dollars. It's about leaving that legacy of faith. And that's what we can help you do. Go to faithandretirement.com and set up a free consultation, and I'll walk you through some of the options and strategies to help you maximize your retirement and also maximize your giving.
You know, you mentioned taxes just a moment ago, and before you know it, it's going to be Thanksgiving, Christmas, and tax season. Can families do tax planning any time of year, or do they have to do it during tax season?
That's a great question. Most people think tax planning is something you only do before year end, but in reality, there are strategies available all year long. I had a client come to me this past March. They were convinced they missed the boat, but we looked at Roth conversions, charitable gifts, and some rebalancing strategies. And by the end, we cut his tax bill significant. He laughed and said, Jay, you just found money in my couch cushions. That's how he felt about it. And the truth is, taxes don't have to be a once a year scramble. With proactive planning, we can often help families save thousands, even after the ball drops in Times Square. And the best part is this, we combat smart tax moves with faith-based investing, making sure your investments line up with biblical values, you're not supporting things that are against God's word, and you're supporting companies that you can be proud to own, ones making a difference in our world. And it's not just about what you save, but about how your money is being used in the world. And that's what we do at Faith Investor Services. Look for opportunities year-round so families don't miss out.
Wherever you are on the financial scale, give Jay a call, 800-270-7310. Also, you can call and ask for your free retirement analyzer. That's a $750 value for clients of $250,000 or more. It's the weekend, so feel free to leave a message and their team will get back to you this coming week. Jay, how do you help people prepare for another financial crisis like 2008?
2008. I'll never forget that. I had two clients that come to mind during that period. And they had very different experiences. One panicked, he called me scared and said, Jay, I just can't take it, sell everything. And against my advice, he did that. He locked in his losses, then sat in cash. And years later, he told me, Jay, I wish I had listened. And another client did the opposite. We had already built a diversified faith-based portfolio with some cash reserves, some risk management strategies. He stayed the course. And in fact, he was in a position to buy quality companies at bargain prices. He had some money on the sidelines in 08, and he said, Jay, would you invest more money? And I said, absolutely, this is a great buying opportunity. And 10 years later, he was far better off than ever. The difference wasn't luck, it was really planning. And that's what we do at Faith Investor Services. We don't try to predict the next crisis, but we prepare for it. We diversify across many different assets, things like stocks, bonds, real estate, even Bitcoin, gold and silver, and having a solid plan based on biblical values so that even in a storm, they know their money isn't supporting things they'd never want to. And here's the spiritual side, Tom. Jesus said in Matthew 7, about the wise man building his house on the rock. When the storm came, the house stood firm. And that's what we want for our clients. Financial house is built on the rock, the rock Christ, not on sand that is sinking ground.
No, we have houses that fall off the cliff into the ocean out here in California. And so it's a very visual image of what we're talking about. Yes, let's build our house on the rock. Jay, what's one story that inspires you the most as you go to work each day?
There are many that stand out, but we talked about death, you know, of a loved one earlier. And I remember sitting across eye to eye with a widow, tears just streaming down her face. And she said, Jay, I didn't think I could have both income and values. Now I do. We had built her a faith-based income plan that was steady, reliable, and aligned with her beliefs. And that moment reminded me why I do what I do. Numbers are certainly important, but it's not really about numbers. It's about peace. It's about knowing your money honors the Lord. It's about freedom from fear. And that's what Faith Investor Services is all about. We lead with faith. It's right in our name, Faith Investor Services. Lead with faith. We're going to help you invest. But we want to help believers align their wealth with their values, protect their loved ones, and live with eternal purpose. That's really what gets me jazzed to get up each morning to do what I do. I love what I do. And as long as the Lord calls me here and keeps me here, I'm going to keep doing it.
Jay, on the Dow Jones, there is a stock fund called PRAY. What is that?
That's the Christian Stock Fund. It's on the New York Stock Exchange. It invests in about 60 to 70 Christian companies. It helps you to make sure that your money is lined up with your faith and values. We do the biblical screening and the financial management. So it's an actively traded ETF, exchange traded fund that operates kind of like a mutual fund, but trades like a stock throughout the day. And our team manages that and makes sure that all of the companies line up with biblical values. And we're looking to get good returns. We call those faithful returns. And that is the Christian Stock Fund, ticker symbol PRAY, on the New York Stock Exchange.
We're in our final moments here, but Jay, we have time for one more question. And you don't know what's going to happen decades from now, but how can you structure things, structure maybe giving, so that people can be more generous now and keep giving in a way that's sustainable for generations?
Yeah, so we start with, what is your purpose? What is your plan? And really, we do a lot of what we call biblical holistic planning. And that looks at everything from your income coming in to what are your expenses? What do you have for assets? What is your legacy plan? What would you like to leave behind? And we often talk about leaving wisdom along with the wealth. If you just passed wealth, wealth can come and go. But if you pass wealth with the wisdom and talk about what's important in your family, you can create wealth that lasts for many generations, setting up things like charitable remainder trusts or donor advised fund or tax giving strategies. We can do a lot of that for you, help you plan and make sure that your money not only grows, hopefully, but also keeps up with inflation, reduce your taxes, and allow you to give for many generations to come.
Thank you so much, Jay. You know, that word plan is such a key. And hopefully you have a plan. If you don't, give Jay a call at the telephone number I'm going to give you, 800-270-7310. Did you know that God has plans? Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Jeremiah 29:11. Friends, you've just heard stories of faith and wisdom and hope. The question now is, do you have a plan that reflects your values, that protects your family and prepares you for the unexpected? Now is the time, so visit faithandretirement.com today for your free second opinion on what you're doing, because as Jay reminded us, faith always beats fear. Tell a friend about this program. We appreciate that, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.